I want you to go with me to the book of Mark, chapter 4. The book of Mark. I'm going to begin at verse 35. Verse 35 says, "And the same day, when the evening was come, he said unto them, his disciples, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitudes, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships." And I want to emphasize that part. "And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm." Let's pray. Lord, I just want to take a moment, Father, just to just ask you for your help this morning, Lord. It's a brief word, a short word, but God, this is something that Lord, you want to lead us into a time of prayer with God. And so I ask, Lord, that we would sense your heart in this, and there would be an unction in our heart to pray this morning. Lord, this isn't a house of death. This is a house of life. Lord, this is a house full of people that have testimonies of the incredible goodness and faithfulness of God in our lives, Lord. And when we pray this morning, God, let there be life, let there be unction, let there be a faith in the heart that, God, as we pray, Lord, you're going to answer, God. Lord, give us a compassion for people, a heart to care about people. And let that compassion this morning lead us to pray for people who are helpless to pray for themselves, God. Lord, we love you and we give you glory for everything that you're doing in our life. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let me just begin to say that yesterday, from the very moment that I woke up, it was a very stressful day. Have any of you ever had days like that? Come on. You got life in you today. You've had days like that? I had a day like that. The very moment I woke up, it was a very stressful day. And on top of that, just going through the day, there was just an apprehension in the heart that I got to get a word for Sunday. Lord, I need you. All week I've been in prayer. I've been faithful to study. But there's just nothing sparking in my heart. And Lord, I'm just carrying this apprehension that I need a word from God for Sunday. And then last night, about 6 p.m., when it was time to get into the prayer closet and seek the Lord for his word, listen, it didn't matter how hard I prayed. It didn't matter how hard I studied the Bible, trying to pull truths out of the word of God. It didn't matter how many books I put off my bookshelf, just trying to get a little help. Hoping to read something that would just spark something in my heart. No matter what I did, it was just all dead. There was no life there. It was as dry as the Sahara Desert. So finally defeated, I walked upstairs and laid down on the bed and was just laying there, desperation praying. Lord, I really need you to speak something. I really need you to ignite something with life in my heart. And after a few minutes of defeated, desperate praying, I just got real quiet before the Lord. Not intentionally, I just had nothing else left to pray, nothing else left to give. So I was just laid on the bed there, and about 15 minutes of just laying upon the bed, I sensed the Holy Spirit settle upon my mind and begin to settle upon my heart. And there was just an incredible peace that came, a peace that I can only describe as heavenly. And in my heart, I began to thank the Lord. I began to say, Lord, you're so faithful. I know you have something for us this morning. You've never failed me. You've never left me wordless. We're in an age where your people need to hear something from the heart of God. And as I was just thanking the Lord, I suddenly sensed the voice of the Holy Spirit begin to talk to me. And I really believe what the Holy Spirit said to me was simply this: Tim, this morning I just want you to call my people to pray. I just want them to pray. Listen, they have been so blessed. You all have been so blessed by the ministry of the Word. There is a rich word that comes from the pulpit. There is an anointed word that comes in the classrooms. My people are so blessed by the ministry of the Word. They've been so blessed by New Covenant teaching. And this morning, I just want to call my people to pray. It's as if the Lord is saying, I want to call my people to give back. I want to call them to give back to the kingdom, to sow back into the kingdom. There's nothing greater than my people can do than to pray for others. And as the Lord began to speak to me about this, He began to quicken something to my heart that I actually read in one of Pastor Carter's books, the book Fear Not, if you ever read it, a very anointed book. And the Lord just began to bring back something to my mind that He had written in the book. You see, in Mark chapter 4, the disciples are in a little fishing boat, and there were other little boats sailing with them. And suddenly a vicious storm comes, and the disciples' hearts are suddenly full of fear and despair. But here's what I want us to see. They forgot they were the only boat in the storm that had Jesus in the boat. And what we need to realize is that as Christians, no matter what storms we find ourselves in, we are the only people in the earth that have Jesus in our boat. We are the only people in the earth that have Jesus in our life. And because we have Jesus in our lives, we will make it to the other side. Through all the storms, through all the battles, through all the struggles, through all the sorrows, through all the disappointments, we will make it to the other side. Amen. And what is the other side? The other side is the victory side. We're going to come out no matter what we are going through. We are going to come out on the victory side. Beloved, there are precious scriptures that promise on the other side of the storm is victory. Psalm 32 verse 7 says, Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Psalm 40, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And He had put a new song in my mouth, even praises to our God. Many shall see it and fear and reverence the Lord and shall trust in the Lord. Psalm 118 verse 17 says, I will not die, but shall live and declare the wonderful works of the Lord. Psalm 30 verse 5 says, Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Yes, the dark nights of the soul may seem very long sometimes, but joy and laughter will come in the morning, beloved. Listen, we have Jesus in our boat. We have Jesus in our life. And whatever storm we are going through, we will come out on the victory side. If we do not cast our confidence away in the Lord, if we do not cast away our faith and trust in the Lord, we will come out on the victory side. But not only will we come out on the victory side, but we will come out with a living testimony that will produce hope and life in other people who are going through the storms. Amen. You know, as a small boy, I spent a lot of time on my grandparents' farm. 9, 10, 11 years old, I loved my grandparents' farm. I loved farm life. I loved farm work. I just loved it. And beloved, listen, my grandparents' farm was a farmer's farm. This wasn't a farm. It was a farm farm. Listen, in the little kitchen they had, their table was simply a long wooden table. and there were no seats to sit in. It was just long benches on the other side of the table. And on the table, they actually had the red and white checkered tablecloth. Some of y'all know what I mean, right? And all the food that they had to eat came from their garden. They never went out and bought food. It all came from the garden. And they didn't have central heat and air conditioning. They had a fireplace. And me and my grandfather spent many hours at the fireplace. After the farm work was done and we had dinner, squash and okra and peas and corn. After we had our dinner, we would sit, me and my grandfather, in front of the fire and just sit there silently and watch the fire. And listen, beloved, there were times when the fire got just to that right point that the block of wood that was in the fire would begin to hum. Just a nice, soft hum. Listen, if you ever had a fireplace, you know what I'm talking about. When the fire gets just right, the wood begins to hum. And it's as if the fire is bringing a song out of the wood. It's a beautiful hum, a nice hum if you've ever heard it. It's as if the fire is bringing a song out of the wood. And you know, the Lord ministered to me in that memory one time. And this is what He spoke to my heart. He said, Tim, there are so many songs in your heart. The world will not hear unless I put you in the fire. There are songs of my faithfulness. There are songs of my goodness. There are songs of my devotion to my children that the world will never hear unless I put you in the fire. There are precious songs in your heart the world will never hear if I don't allow the fires to come sometimes. Amen. Listen, there are songs in the heart of God's faithfulness that only come from the fire. Amen. And beloved, understand, listen. So often the revelation of God's wonderful freedom is in the fire. Capture that. So often the revelation of God's wonderful freedom is in the fire. If you remember, the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were thrown into King Nebuchadnezzar's fire because they wouldn't bow to his golden image. And suddenly, in the fire, a fourth man showed up. And something rose up in King Nebuchadnezzar's heart that says, I see a fourth man, and he looks like the Son of God walking around in the fire. Beloved, listen, the revelation is in the fire. The revelation is in the fire. The revelation of His faithfulness is in the fire. The revelation of His goodness is in the fire. The revelation of His power and His might and His strength is in the fire. And as hard as going through the fire can be at times, God will comfort us and strengthen our hearts in the fire. And when we do come out on the other side, we come out in freedom. We come out with living songs of freedom. Songs that are so full of grace, they help lift others up out of their pit. Amen. David said it best. He brought me out of a horrible pit, and He put a new song in my mouth. Song of praises to my God. Others shall see it, reverence God in their heart, and learn to trust Him. Beloved, I call that pit praises. Praises that can only come out of your heart in the pit places when the Lord delivers you out of those places. And when you come out, there is such a grace in the songs that are in your heart that it literally has the ability to help others get through their fire. Amen. But beloved, here is what the Holy Spirit has impressed upon my heart. Here's what I want us to see. There are so many lost, unsaved people in our world today going through horrific ordeals who do not have Jesus in their boat. They do not have Jesus in their life. And because they don't have Jesus in their life, they don't have the grace and the strength and the hope and the comfort to get through the storm. They don't have the grace and the strength to overcome their despair and hopelessness and depression and grief and their loneliness. And it's so on the Lord's heart to pray for them this morning. Sure, you're going through something this morning. Sure, I'm going through something this morning. But Jesus is in our boat, and we will get to the other side. And we won't just get to the other side as a survivor. We will get to the other side declaring what God has done. David said it best, I will not die, but I will live. And I'm not just going to live, but I'm going to come out declaring the goodness of my God in my life. Sure, you're going through something. Sure, I'm going through something. Don't take it lightly. But we will come out on the other side with a song and a testimony of God's goodness. But what about those that don't have Jesus in their life? Going through the same thing I'm going through and you're going through. They don't have the grace. They don't have the strength to overcome their fear and their hopelessness and their despair. And Jesus wants us to pray for them today. Amen. You know, before I gave my life to the Lord, I had a best friend whose name was Keith. And Keith died in his bedroom of a drug overdose. And even though that's been many years ago, whenever I go see Keith's mom, you know, I go every year to Alabama, whenever I go see his mom, she's still living in the grief of that moment. I mean, she'll break down and she'll cry and she'll grieve and she'll say, Tim, I miss Keith. Tim, I miss Keith. Tim, I miss Keith. Listen, if Jesus doesn't break through, she's going to go to her grave in her grief, powerless over her grief. Every day she wakes up and lives in grief. She doesn't have Jesus in her boat. She doesn't have the promise of victory on the other side of the fire. But you know what? It's on God's heart to pray for her today. So that's what I want to do. I just want to spend some time as the Lord's church and just pray for people going through horrific things. And they just need Jesus to come and intervene. And my prayer is, Lord, would you just show up in their life? Would you just step into their circumstance? And would you do something so glorious, it draws them to salvation? It just draws them to salvation. Lord, would you do that today? Beloved, it's on God's heart to pray for people this morning. As a church, we got a connection with God. And our prayers are impactful. Would you stand with me this morning?